AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden's State of the Union address comes as Russian troops start bearing down on big cities in Ukraine. Indiana Republican Victoria Spartz in the House is a native of Ukraine. She says the president isn't doing enough to stop Vladimir Putin.
It is not a war. It's a genocide because we have a crazy man that believes that he has the whole world hostage. And then we have a president that talks about, and doesn't do things. You know, and what is he going to wait? When millions die, then he's going to do more?
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling for U.S. unity.
On the flip side, divisions within the United States or amongst our allies will only strengthen Vladimir Putin and strengthen his resolve that he can win this war.
On the second day of the United Nations General Assembly emergency session,
one after another, diplomats condemned Russia. Antigua and Barbuda's Ambassador Walton Arbery Webson says the country is in the wrong and all UN members need to vote yes to the resolution, which Russia vetoed in the Security Council.
This is protecting the principles of the Charter. Might is not right.
Palau's UN Ambassador Alana Said says Russia's actions violate the UN Charter and international law and cited a famous quote to show solidarity with Ukraine.
Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. Ukraine, Palau stands with you.
The draft resolution demands Russia immediately stop using force against Ukraine and withdraw all troops. I'm Julie Walker.
The International Energy Agency's 31 member countries agreed to release 60 million barrels of oil from their strategic reserves, half of that from the U.S. Russian forces bombarded the central square in Ukraine's second largest city and Kyiv's main TV tower and the city's Holocaust memorial in what the country's president called a blatant campaign of terror. Stocks remain lower. This is AP News. Fat Tuesday is back on the streets in New Orleans.
It's been great. Absolutely the right thing to do.
Mayor LaToya Cantrell is taking it all in.
The weather is aligned with the spirit of this city. And so I'm just excited to be here and excited to have Mardi Gras back for 2022.
It's been 2 years since the city celebrated. Coronavirus restrictions in New Orleans kept people away.
It is for our mental health. It is for how we celebrate and come together as people in our city. The resiliency of this city is through the lives of all of our residents here, our visitors as well.
The fun includes back-to-back parades across the city and marches through the French Quarter and beyond. Masks are required only in indoor public spaces. Mobile, Alabama, which calls itself the birthplace of Mardi Gras, also missed throwing a full-blown carnival last year. Some restaurant managers say they're still having a hard time filling jobs. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.